Part 2. The Last Kingdom. Chapter 7. I settled in southern Mercia. I found another uncle, this one called Ealdorman Ethelred, son of Ethelred, brother of Ethelwulf, father of Ethelred, and brother to another Ethelred, who had been the father of Elswith, who was married to Alfred. And Ealdorman Ethelred, with his confusing family, grudgingly acknowledged me as a nephew, though the welcome became slightly warmer when I presented him with 2 gold coins and swore on a crucifix that it was all the money I possessed. He assumed Breda was my lover, in which he was right, and thereafter he ignored her. The journey south was wearisome, as all winter journeys are. For a time we sheltered at an upland homestead near Meslac, and the folk there took us for outlaws. We arrived at their hovel in an evening of sleet and wind, both of us half frozen, and we paid for food and shelter with a few links from the chain of the silver crucifix Elswith had given me. And in the night, the 2 eldest sons came to collect the rest of our silver. But Breda and I were awake, half expecting such an attempt, and I had serpent breath, and Breda had wasp sting, and we threatened to geld both boys. The family was friendly after that, or at least scared into docility, believing me when I told them that Breda was a sorceress. They were pagans, some of the many English heretics left in the high hills, and they had no idea that the Danes were swarming over England. They lived far from any village, grunted prayers to Thor and Odin, and sheltered us for 6 weeks. We worked for our keep by chopping wood, helping their ewes give birth, and then standing guard over the sheep pens to keep the wolves at bay. In early spring we moved on. We avoided Hraepandun, for that was where Burgred kept his court, the same court to which the hapless Egbert of Northumbria had fled, and there were many Danes settled around the town. I did not fear Danes. I could talk to them in their own tongue, knew their jests, and even liked them. But if word got back to Jofrik that Uhtred of Bebbanburg still lived, then I feared Kjartan would put a reward on my head. So I asked at every settlement about Ealdorman Ethelwulf, who had died fighting the Danes at Redingham, and I learned he had lived at a place called Deereby, but that the Danes had taken his lands, and his younger brother had gone to Chirinchester, which lay in the far southern parts of Mercia, very close to the West Saxon border. And that was good, because the Danes were thickest in Mercia's north. And so we went to Chirinchester, and found it was another Roman town, well walled with stone and timber, and that Ethelwulf's brother, Ethelred, was now ealdorman and lord of the place. We arrived when he sat in court, and we waited in his hall among the petitioners and oath-takers. We watched as 2 men were flogged, and a 3rd branded on the face and sent into outlawry for cattle thieving. And then a steward brought us forward, thinking we had come to seek redress for a grievance. And the steward told us to bow, and I refused. And the man tried to make me bend at the waist, and I struck him in the face. And that got Ethelred's attention. He was a tall man, well over 40 years old, almost hairless except for a huge beard, and as gloomy as Guthrum. When I struck the steward, he beckoned to his guards who were lolling at the hall's edges.
"Who are you?"
he growled at me.
"I am the Ealdorman Uhtred," I said, and the title stilled the guards and made the steward back nervously away.
"I am the son of Uhtred of Bebbanburg," I went on, "and of Ethelgifu, his wife. I am your nephew."